What's going down, ladies and gentlemen? You know, it's your boy, Mr. Heard, live and in full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215, DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society, nonstop working, DAUS.me. Y'all know how we do. We're just going to jump right into it. Guys, girls, ladies, gentlemen, people of the world, are we in the age of the witch? Are we now presently, currently, tomorrow, yesterday, this moment, are we in the age of the witch? To quickly answer the question, I believe we are. Yes, I believe we are in the age of the witch. But this isn't to be mistaken. You know, me saying that this is the age of the witch does not mean that witches are just arriving, or that last year or in the past decade, there hasn't been great witchery, if we can say it that way. But I am saying that this is the age of the witch, where we will see the witches return. And not just the witches, but the wizards and warlocks and all of that. When we're talking about witches, what we really mean is magic, is the age of great magic returning. Yes, but there's also some other things that we mean, or some other things that should be understood when we begin to talk about this age of the witch. And I'm saying that with quotation fingers. This world has always been and is a magical realm or existence. It is. It has always been magical. Everything is magical. And it's like there's these two sides. There's a left side and there's this right side. And there isn't really a gray area at all. But then people or a gray area was created or has been created or is allowed to exist. And it exists because there's people who will not take the truth of the magical nature of things out of the realm of belief. They put it into a if you believe it or if you don't box. And because they do that, this gray area exists where, one, you can speculate in the gray area. Two, the gray area is based on belief, not truth. So even if you believe it, and you're in the gray area, you tend to not practice or prove. You don't try. You just believe. And if you don't believe, you don't practice or prove or try. You just believe. And so therefore, there's this whole world that exists for the people who are believers, not knowers, not people who deal with the fact or the truth. There's this world that has been created or exists for the people who cannot get past belief. Now, some people might say, well, this world was created for those people. I don't like to think that. I think it's created because of those people. I think it's created because there has always been people who will not see. They will not choose to use their free will to see outside of what they believe. Now, this day and age, I do understand that there's many forces that encourage that believing to continue, but it's really about free will. You know, you choose to believe it or you choose to find out the truth. But it's up to you. Today, is there people doing things to make that a little bit easier to do? Yeah, sure. But this isn't about good and evil. This is what I want you to understand, too. This isn't about good and evil. The left side isn't evil and the right side isn't evil. But the left side and the right side both believe in the truth, both understand the truth. And that takes them out of that gray area. And most of the time, it leads them into the realm of infinite potential. where the people in the gray area never go because belief tells them to stay confined. I want you guys to really think on what I'm saying. You know, I know I'm laying it out there, but these are the best words, I believe, to express what's going on. So the two sides are about the truth. And because they are about the truth, they get to expand or to explore the infinite potential. And those who are dealing with belief remain in that box. And that box is all kind of scary. All right. Meanwhile, the left and the right side are exploring the infinite potentials. Well, what makes the left side and the right side different if they both understand similar things? Well, the left side tends to be in support of harmony, and the right side tends to be in support of disharmony. I'll explain further. It's not the left side is interested in good. No, that's not true. And it's not that the right side is interested in evil. That's not true. But there tends to be people on both sides that choose to work in favor of either harmony or disharmony. They choose to utilize the strength that lies in harmony or disharmony to achieve their goals and desires. This is what it kind of comes down to, guys. When you get out the world of belief and start dealing with the truth, you come to the realization that there's the truth, and then there's people who choose to utilize it harmoniously or in disharmony to achieve their goals, because it can go either way. That's power of the knowledge as well. And that's also where free will comes in. Even with the truth, people have the choice to serve harmony, follow harmony, or to choose to follow the pattern of disharmony, because both exist. Are we to judge one from the other? I don't know, guys. Not really, if you ask me. And this is what all of your Marvel shows and comics are about. When you start to look at the superheroes, you have these superheroes who began normally traumatized in a way, or they began wanting to save everyone. Then they go from wanting to save everyone to willing to destroy any and everyone to get the bad guy. What is that? Well, that's this struggle we all have with good and evil, or harmony and disharmony. And then there's the reality that some choose to actively serve disharmony. Okay. How can you fault them when others are choosing to actively serve harmony? Which choice is the greater choice? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I would stay away from that gray area. See, the gray area is the area where you do not get to decide for yourself. The gray area is where you remain in a perpetual confusion. And while you're there, you're normally harnessed. You're normally sucked on, fed on, preyed on by those who actively use disharmony to achieve their goals. Now, those who turn to harmony to achieve their goals, they have this issue of always trying to free the people who are in that gray area. So much to the point that they sometimes put themselves in danger by trying to address this gray area, help the people in the gray area. I mean, it's hard. Understand, it's parents, it's you know, it's friends, it's family, it's loved ones in that gray area. You know, and this is what's going on. Is this the age of the witch? Yes, this is the age where you guys will begin to see the great dueling that has always been going on between the right and the left, and those along the many degrees in between. There has always been this struggle. And what you will begin to see now is it come to the forefront. Now, if you want to understand it, what you need to do is begin to really actively do all of the things necessary to remove yourself from that gray area. Because the gray area is really a dangerous area. It's really death, guys. The left side, if there's information that allows, if there's information about the possibility or the ability to extend one's life for hundreds of years, those who are not in a gray area and on the left side will encounter the information. Those who are not in the gray area and on the right side will encounter the information. Okay? And then they will be able to use the information. But those who remain and seek to remain in that gray area, they will miss the information altogether. And if they do come across the information, they will challenge it until they die without ever practicing or putting it to test. They will scrutinize it until their death. That is what the gray area does. So yes, we are in the age of the witch. You know? But this is just, you know, this is just the order of things. It's just the way it goes. You know, you see the Me Too movement. You know, you see these groups of women up here who all say we're up here because of abuse and we're sick of it. But if you are not the logical person, man or woman, who cannot see that that whole shebang doesn't make the sense that it appears to make, then you might be in that gray area. So if you can't see things like the Me Too movement and see it as intense and as dangerous as the thing it claims to be protesting, you might be in the gray area. These are women, powerful women, women who have been practicing great magic all of their lives, been born into it and things like this. And they are now ready to begin making the world look the way they want it to. And this is what we're seeing. And there are men out there that know that this is going on. And it's always been happening. There's men and women of all colors on both sides, left and right, who are at fight, guys. The people in the gray area are the ones who stand to lose the most. So yes, y'all, we are in the age of the witch. I encourage you all to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Don't freak out or anything. You don't have to, because it's always been great magic. That's what this world is. But you cannot see it. You will not understand it. If you were living and trying to remain in the gray. So get out the gray area. Do some reading. Don't be afraid, guys. You don't have to. You know, that's that gray area stuff. The gray area stuff has you scared. So get out of the gray area. Okay? Read. You know, read. You know, and don't just read. Don't just, you know, just read and sit in the house and like, oh, I read that stuff, so I know it. No, get up and test the information. Test it. See. And you'll begin to see that, no, the world is huge unless you're in the gray area. It's your boy, Mr. Hurry Live, and holding it down, live and in full effect. You know what I'm saying? Representing DAUS Radio, Divine Artistic United Society, nonstopworker.com, inc.fm/215. And yeah, man. I want you guys to practice defense, not offense. All right? Keep your eyes open. Let me know what you guys think, and I appreciate the support. We'll be back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.